Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Good morning. Welcome to Politics by Faith, brought to you by the Patriot Gold Group. This week, we're talking about a command from Jesus that is often overlooked. Remember Lot's wife. So the main point is to obey God's commands. He's not kidding around. These aren't guidelines. These are not suggestions. These are not life hacks. Obey God's commands. God said, don't look back at Sodom. And what did she do? She looked back, and her judgment was immediate, and it was final. But we'll get around to that. Let's start here. 3 points on this scene, and the last episode we talked about, we read through this section of scripture and the whole story. So you can go back one episode to hear all that. But we got to keep going forward. 3 points we're going to talk about from the great J.C. Ryle. First, Lot's wife, who Jesus told not the Pharisees, he told his disciples, and you to remember, Lot's wife had religious privilege, just like you do. But it still wasn't enough to save her. Back in those days, there were no Bibles. There were no ministers. There were no churches. The knowledge of God was only in a few favored families. And she was in one of them. Almost everyone else, or absolutely everyone else, was in total ignorance and absolute sin. But Lot was Abraham's nephew, and this was Lot's wife. So she knew the prayer and purpose of these righteous men. She was there in all these Old Testament scenes. She was there. She was there when the angels came and rescued her and Lot and their family from the city. She was as connected and on the inside that few in the world at that time were. And what good did it do her? What good did it do her heart? Nothing. She had all the special messages from heaven, and she died unbelieving. The eyes of her understanding were never opened. Her conscience was never really aroused and quickened. Her will was never really brought into the state of obedience to God. Her affections, this is the most important thing, her affections were never really set upon things above. Check out this line from J.C. Ryle, see if this relates to you. She allowed herself to be passively towed along in his wake, her husband, Lot. But all this time, her heart was wrong in the sight of God. The world was in her heart, and her heart was in the world. The mere possession of religious privileges will save no one's soul. You can go to church. You can have a great preacher. You can listen to sermons. You can listen to this podcast right here. You can have godly friends and not be saved.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
This really is important for people who say, well, you know, I'm religious, but, or what is that? Like, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual or something like that. Like, I don't go to church, but I'm very spiritual. Same thing. Being around religion passively, it's not enough. Joab was David's captain, the son of his sister. It didn't save him. It didn't save him. He was close to a man after God's own heart. It wasn't enough. Gehazi with Elisha, one of my favorite stories. We've talked about it here a lot. The commander of the Syrian army came. Remember the guy, and he wanted to be healed from leprosy. And he's like, and he did. And he's like, oh, Elisha, I want to give you money. And Elisha's like, no, I don't want it. So then he leaves. And then Elisha's like number two guy runs after him. He's like, oh, you know, my master changed his mind. He actually would like some money. And that deceit, God gave him leprosy forever. So even being around Elisha didn't save Gehazi. Demas was Paul's partner on missions around the world, a fellow worker. And we hear of him later. Paul says, Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me and has gone to Thessalonica. 2 Timothy 4:10. So being around Paul didn't save Demas. Judas, of course, was around Jesus, and the fellow disciples didn't save him. And Lot's wife was around Lot and didn't save her. Just being around Christian things, being around the church, knowing the right things to say and the right way to look and even acting the right way, that won't save you. All the trappings of religion, honestly, it could do more harm than good. J.C. Ryle says, the same fire which melts wax hardens the clay. We need to have hearts of wax. All right, blessed are the brokenhearted, people who are just like, oh, sin, oh, that's so awful, right? That's a heart of wax versus a prideful heart of clay. Same fire melts one, hardens the other. The same sun which makes the living tree grow dries up the dead tree and prepares it for burning. Nothing so hardens the heart of a man as a barren familiarity with sacred things. Whoa, that sentence. Nothing so hardens the heart of a man as a barren familiarity with sacred things. Wow. You can know everything there is to know about the Bible and go to church and all the rest and be no better than Lot's wife. And that's what Jesus was warning you about, me about. Kids can grow up in the church and went to kids' kingdom and went all the youth camps or whatever and still be no better than Lot's wife. Privileges can't save us. Knowledge can't save us. Opportunities can't save us. Being around godly people doesn't save us. Those are all good things, but they don't save us. Lot's wife had all this, but it did her no good. She disobeyed God's command right there. We need to make sure we're not like Lot's wife. But you may be thinking, it's like, oh, that's all fine and good, but I don't get it. What sin did she commit that was so bad that she had to be turned into a pillar of salt right then and there? We'll talk about that tomorrow. MikeSlater.locals.com, night before, commercial free transcript, MikeSlater.locals.com.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.